This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his reflections on the profound spiritual atmosphere of Navratri, highlighting how the devotion to Ma Ambe fills the mind with immense peace and energy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared a devotional hymn dedicated to Ma Ambe. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the newly established Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at the Ramakrishna Mission Seva Ashram Hospital at Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh today. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from yesterday. Last evening, President Murmu visited the ISKCON Temple and Prem Mandir and performed the aarti. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Rani Avantibai Lodi on her birth anniversary, describing her life as a unique example of courage, sacrifice and patriotism. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that during 1857, Rani Avantibai Lodi stood firm against the British rule and chose martyrdom over surrender. He noted that her sacrifice is an immortal message of dedication and self-respect towards the nation. IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said that flight operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. It is advised that travelers to check their flight status before leaving for the airport and to keep extra time in hand for their journey. Keralam's Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar announced that nomination papers of the candidates for the assembly elections will not be accepted on holidays. The nominations can be filed till the 23rd of this month. Scrutiny will be held on the 24th. Nominations can be withdrawn until the 26th. The assembly elections in Keralam, Puducherry and Assam will be held on April 9th, while the counting of votes will take place on May 4th. In West Bengal, after the scrutiny of voters whose names were under adjudication, the SIR, Special Intensive Revision Process, the first supplementary list of disputed voters may be published today. The final electoral roll, which was released on February 28th after intensive revision, had more than 60 lakh names pending in the adjudication list. Ahead of the release of supplementary list, Chief Justice of Calcutta High Court Sujoy Pal convened an emergency meeting yesterday to ensure law and order and to safeguard judges and judicial officers involved in the SIR process. Chief Secretary Dushyant Narial also met with Chief Electoral Officer CEO Manoj Agarwal and Special Observer Subrata Gupta. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. This group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. Surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department has also forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and the northeastern part of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.